Hello, everyone, and welcome to our English Share with Rabbi Shalom Arush Shlita, Q&A with Rabbi Shalom Arush. We're happy to see you and reminding you for any questions, answers, comments, any ideas that you have, you can call us at +972 5241 44502. Again, +972 5241 44502, or you can send us to our mail address, which is 148answers@gmail.com. gmail.com. Again, 148answers@gmail.com. And without further ado, I'd like to pass the microphone on to the rabbi. Rabbi, bevakasha. We're starting now to read the book of Dvorim. The book of Dvarim is called Mishneh Torah. It is a repeat and a summary of the whole Torah.
שמשה רבנו חוזר לפני מותו ממש מלמד את המסר כל התורה כולה וגם הוכיח אותם.
That Moshe Rabbeinu, before he passed away, he is now, in short, repeating and concising the whole Torah, and he is also rebuking the people of Israel for all their things that they did during the times that they were in the desert of Sinai, that they did improperly. This coming Wednesday, we are going to be celebrating the beginning of the month of Av. When Av enters, one is supposed to reduce the amount of happiness that we have.
There's
a joke. There was a little boy who was in a house, and when he was in the house, he was playing around, running around, laughing, and everything was happy. And as his father entered the house, he suddenly became very quiet and docile and very serious. His mother asked him, "My son, what happened?" He said, "When Av also means in English, when the father enters the house, you're supposed to reduce the happiness. You can't be happy anymore." In English, it's more difficult to relay this story because in Hebrew, the word Av also means the beginning of the month of Av and also father. But notice, why don't we say that when the month of Av enters, you're supposed to be sad?
Havshalom.
Heavens forbid.
Ki asud, ze asud, af pa ba haim en zman shiicho.
Sadness is forbidden. There's not one time in a person's life where you are allowed to be sad. You're allowed to decrease. You need to decrease your amount of happiness. But what you're supposed to do is what is written in the Shulchan Aruch. Certainly you need to learn Torah with happiness. The verse says you shall worship Hashem through happiness. In the book of Jewish law, it says what we're supposed to do, a few things that we're supposed to reduce the amount of happiness. For example, we're not supposed to buy new things. We don't make a special blessing, which is called Shechianu, when we buy new things.
אבל עכשיו ימים שעם ישראל כולם מתאבלים ובכן על חורבן בית המקדש.
These are now days where all the people of Israel, we are all mourning and we're all upset about the destruction of the temples. We need to think, what is the root that caused the destruction of the two temples? We need to do a root treatment in order to uproot that cause and reason.
כתוב בחומש שעם ישראל בכל שהמרגלים אמרו דיבת הארץ באחו אשבוכו אמר להם תמחיתם בחיני חיה שנחינם אני אקבע לכם בחייה לדורות.
It says in the Torah that when the people of Israel heard the spies tarnishing and defiling the land of Israel, they started crying. And it says in the Gemara that when Hashem heard this, he said to the people of Israel, you cried in vain for no reason, believing the evil words of the spies. I am going to make sure that this day that you cried is going to become a cry for generations. The people of Israel did gravest sins while they were in the desert. They made a golden calf. They worshipped a foreign god. They even went with the women of Midian, defiling their sanctity, which is one of the most severe transgressions a person can do. For every single sin they committed, they got a penalty, which was for that direct punishment. Unlike the other sins, where the punishment was something local and immediate, for crying, they received the punishment, which doesn't stop, a continuous punishment. For thousands of years, we're mourning. That day that the people of Israel cried after hearing the evil words of the spies, that day was the ninth day of the month of Av. And the two destructions of the two temples also happened and occurred on the ninth day of the month of Av.
גדולה מאוד, לא מבן, מה? בחור, תן להם מנבחות שנה.
The question is very great and it's not understandable. They cried, let them cry for a whole year.
אז העומק של הבחייה זה כפיות טובה.
But the depth of the crying of the people of Israel is being ungrateful. It's being heretics to Hashem's goodness and all the things he bestowed upon them. Every single sin that Am Yisrael committed, certainly it's something grave and severe, but we can excuse it by saying that they had a lust for doing that thing. They had a lust for food. They cried they didn't have food. They had a lust for meat. They cried they didn't have meat. For every single thing that we can see, they had a lust and a desire for that. Certainly it's very severe. Lust for women. Very severe.
It's
certainly very severe, but it's not something that is derived from being ungrateful to Hashem. But here, crying in vain, that is ungratefulness. That is heresism, which touches the core depth of Emuna. Therefore, what Hashem gave them is not a punishment, it is a result. Hashem said to them, until you mend this sin which touches the core of Emuna, you're just going to keep on crying. That's why a person who does mend it on his personal basis, who believes in Hashem's goodness and is grateful, is happy all his life.
הרבה הקדוש הרבה ישראל מירוזין ישב לימוד תורה בחדר שלו ושמע את הבת שלו מהחדר הסמוך שהיא נהנחת. נהנחת.
The holy rabbi, Rabbi Israel of Ruzhin of blessed memory, he sat to learn Torah in his room and he heard his daughter who was in the other room, he heard her groaning, going, oh. He got up and he went to the other room where his daughter was and he started speaking to
her.
He said to her, even if you have a just reason to groan for. Even if you're having a difficult time with physical things or you're having difficult times with your mental situation, or your emotional situation and you're groaning for a just reason, but there's a rule.
Anaha goreret anaha, odaya goreret odaya.
A groan begets another groan, and gratitude begets another gratitude.
Gam shanaha mitzedek, no, b'vaday medam nehnah stam, b'vaday b'vaday kabel ot.
Certainly, when a person groans for no reason, His punishment will be that he will beget more groans. He's going to be groaning for more reasons. But even when a person groans for a just reason, in the heavenly realm, they start checking him out and seeing, is it just? And his punishment is that he begets other groans. We need to always remember there's a rule. There is no difficulty and hardship without sin. Any kind of agony, difficulty or hardship is all just. Therefore, when a person groans, even for a just reason, in the heavenly realm, they start examining him. They say, why is he groaning? The punishment that he got, the hardships that he got, they're all for a good reason. He's groaning. He's not accepting that. Okay, we're going to give him more reasons to groan, more reasons to be upset. On the other hand, when a person says thank you, certainly we need to say thank you for the chair, thank you for the table, thank you for the electricity, thank you for the air conditioner, well, especially in this heat. Certainly, but when a person believes, he says thank you also for all the difficulties and hardships that he has. But when a person says thank you for all the agony and hardships that he has, in the heavenly realm they say, even though it would look to people that there's nothing to be grateful about agony and hardships, such a person is saying thank you, such a person is grateful, so we are going to give him many more good reasons to be grateful and to say thank you for. We said that when a person groans, even for a just cause, from the heavenly realm, he will get more reasons to groan and to be upset for. So when a person groans in vain for no reason whatsoever, oh, he is going to get many, many reasons to groan and to be upset for. This is a known parable. When a father sees a child crying in vain, the father's reaction is, you're crying for no reason. I'm going to give you a good reason to cry for. Don't worry. But on the other hand, when a child keeps saying thank you to his father, thank you for this, thank you for that, the father says to the child, you're making me happy with all these thank yous. You're making so many thank yous. You're thanking me so much. I'm going to give you many more good reasons to say thank you to me. And he bestows upon him all the goodness in the world.
Hashem ohelo al kol avonotav.
It says in the Book of Virtues, which was written by Rabbi Nachman, that when a person believes, Hashem atones for all his sins.
אז הסבר נפלא על מה שאנו כתבתי, אמרתי תודה ונושעתי.
This is a wonderful explanation for what I wrote in my book. You say thank you and you see miracles.
תודה, אילו איסורים, מאמין שהאיסורים מת השם, ואומר לו טובה, ואומר תודה, שלא אמונה. השם אוהב לו על כל עוונותיו, ולכן הוא רשע.
When a person says thank you for all the agony and hardships that he has, he is saying to Hashem, I know that this is from you, and it is all for the better good. So they say in the heavenly realm, oh, that shows us that you have true and complete faith. So in that case, all of his sins are atoned for, and certainly he sees miracles and salvations. Why did he have agonies and hardships? There's no agony or hardships without sinning.
המקום לטבה, המחלים לו, קל על הערבון שגרם לו היסורים, לכן הוא לא שם.
But when a person says thank you for the agony and hardships, and he believes that everything is from Hashem and for the better good, that shows that he has true and complete faith. So they atone for all of his sins because he has such true faith, and they also atone for the actual sin that caused him the agony or hardship. So the agony and hardship disappears, and he sees miracles and salvations. We're going to stop to ask a few questions, and if we have time, we have a few more treats for you. I'm going to ask the question in English and then in Hebrew. Someone here is asking, I very much want to merit to do an hour of Isboidedus every single day, but it is difficult for me to do a straight hour. Can one divide it sometimes into two or to three different sections? Mishu kan shoel harav, hu meod rotze lizkot la'asot sha'at bodedut kol yom, aval kashe lo la'asot ratzuf. Hamu yichol lechalek et ze le'pa'amayim o le'shalosh. First of all, you're blessed. That you have such a good will. Certainly when a person now starts getting used to doing his Alvis Boydudus, at the beginning, when it's difficult for him, it will be easier for him to divide it off into different sections.
אבל זה טוב, אבל כמו שאדם מחלק את השחרית.
That's good, but that's not preferable. It's like a person dividing off his morning prayers.
תתפלל כמה פעמים ביום.
He'll daven several times a day, every time a different section.
I don't that the kol hakoh shela sheze sharatov.
The power of Isboidedus is having one straight hour.
Lachen tilmad sefer bizara.
Therefore, learn the book in forest fields.
Yelcha me koah me etzot me drachim lasot sharatov.
And you'll have a lot of strength and advice and different ways to teach you how to do your hour in one continuum, one straight hour.
Madame,
I myself have such days that are so busy that I myself do what I can. I sometimes do it in two different sections of half an hour. It happens once a year. But one needs to see how to do one straight hour. When you know the importance of it, when you learn the book in Forest Fields, it will be easy for you to do one straight hour of his boitidus. Another question. A student of the rabbi from a different country who read and who learned the books, he's not Jewish. Nevertheless, he read the books, he learned them, and he does his poidedus every single day. He asks, how can he get out of his addiction to alcohol? Even though he had better periods, in the end, he always falls back to this addiction. What is he supposed to do? תלמיד של הרב מארצות הברית הוא לא יהודי, הוא קורא ולומד את הספרים ומתבודד, הוא שואל איך אפשר לצאת מהתמכרות לאלכוהול. אפילו שהיו לו תקופות יותר טובות, בסוף הוא תמיד חוזר ונופל לזה.
Oh, shit. קודם כל, זה מסיים היה, שהוא יודע שזה לא טוב.
First of all, it's already happy to know that he, the person who's asking this question, knows that this is something negative.
נענו, אני מכית הרב. לא מאמינים.
The rabbi says that he knows me. We're speaking about this. We both cannot understand how a person can even like alcohol. We don't understand this. When a person has his poidedus every single day, out of the hour, he should dedicate half an hour.
Not only alcohol, all sorts of bad things in the world.
Not just addiction to alcohol, but all the negative things that exist in this world. Drugs, gambling, all the different negative addictions. A person who has this lust for these negative things.
As Agmara Kedusha Amoret, Ilmale Kadoshu Ozlo Lo Yecholo.
The Holy Gemara says that if Hakadosh Baruch Hu, if Hashem does not help you, you are unable to defeat your dark side on your own.
Lachen, Adam Shishlo Tava Mishuev Shishlo.
Therefore, a person who has a lust for something negative, he has a constant warn. The Gemara says, you are unable to defeat and to win this war on your own.
נורמית ש אדם ירבה בתפילה יבטת תאווה זאת אשר בטל כל התאוות.
Rabbi Nachman writes in the 52nd Torah that a person that has prayer, that is dead, that is immersed in prayer, he will be able to defeat all the different lusts, this lust and this negative lust, until eventually he can defeat all the negative lusts.
Shayaya Bala Yom Al Knakin.
every single day. He needs to dedicate time in his boydurus and to pray to Hashem, Hashem, help me cancel this negative lust away from me so that I have one clean day. But for half an hour, he should beg Hashem. The next day, he should come in his bodus and say to Hashem, first of all, thank you for helping me have a clean day. Help me also today have a clean day and pray for it. And he needs to count the days.
He
needs to be strong. Every day you pray for that day only. Certainly, when a person davens just for today, they will give him power from the heavenly realm to manage today. Eventually, when he proceeds, he will have to pray also to uproot this negative lust. But for the time being, he needs to pray just for today, to have a clean day. Even if, heavens forbid, he fell. Be strong and keep screaming. For this, I'd like to read you a letter that Rabbi Natan wrote. Rabbeinu said, there is no despair in this world whatsoever. Rabbi Natan writes, if I didn't do anything except for letting you all know there's no despair in the world whatsoever, that is enough. I already did my part. And Rabbi Natan writes to his son, you should know that that is the true truth. For every person, in every single time. A person may think what Rabbeinu wrote, there's no despair in the world. That's for people, not people like me. People like me who've committed so many sins, that's not about me. No, even a person who violated the whole Torah, even for such a person, what the words of Rabbeinu, that there's no despair in the world, are true also to him. For any man, in any time. And now Rabbi Natan says something astounding that we need to hear and we need to instill it in our hearts. And if the whole world would know that there's no despair whatsoever, they would believe in that.
Mehmet.
Truly.
כבר היה עולם איתו לגמרי.
The world would already be completely mended.
זאת אומרת, כל אחד מאיתנו,
that means that every single one of us,
מאדם מאמין שאין שום יוש בעולם,
if you believe that there's no despair whatsoever in the world,
ויזכיל את כל משלם,
he will merit to mend himself completely.
כי אדם שמאמין שאדם לא מצליח, נופן, נכשל, לא מצליח להתקדם, כבר לא עומד לחיות עם האתר הירות שלו.
Because a person that doesn't succeed to progress, a person that fails, a person that falls, he already comes to peace and comes to complete to accept this low situation that he is at. But if a person would believe that there's no despair in the world whatsoever, what does that mean? That means that Hashem, the Creator, always loves you. And the Creator always wants your repentance. And the Creator always wants to help you. And the Creator is all powerful. So what?
תגיד לבורא, נכון, נכנסה לדלבת, אבל אתה אוהב אותי, אתה כל יכול, תעזור לי, שאני אהיה מפה, יאללה, מתפרנת, כן.
You say to the Creator, true, I failed, true, I transgressed against you, but you're all powerful, you love me, help me from now just ascend and go up and up from this point of time.
מאדם, מתייאש, זה הפך באמונה.
When a person despairs, that is the exact opposite of אמונה.
כאילו, טוב, מה לעשות? כאילו, אבשלום, אבל השם מכל יכול.
So this is a person who's saying, oh, what can you do? You can't change the situation. But Hashem is all powerful.
Hashem, אוהב אותך.
Hashem loves you.
Hashem רוצה לעזור לך.
Hashem wants to help you.
לכן כל אדם ממש לזכור מה שרבנו אמר.
We need to remember what Rabbeinu said.
עשו מזה שיר.
They even made a song out of it.
רבנו צעק בקול גדול,
אין שום יאוש, אין שום יאוש, אין שום יאוש בעולם כלל. רבנו צעק בקול גדול, אין שום יאוש, אין שום יאוש, אין שום יאוש בעולם כלל. מצווה גדולה להיות בשמחה, להיות בשמחה, בשמחה תמיד. מצווה גדולה להיות בשמחה, להיות בשמחה, בשמחה תמיד.
צריכים להתפלל על זה שאני מאמין שאין שום יוש בעולם.
We need to pray for this, to truly believe that there's no despair in the world whatsoever.
בעולם גימת נאמן.
The word בעולם is the same numerical value as the word נחמן.
אין שום יוש, למה? יש נחמן.
There's no despair whatsoever. Do you know why? Because we have נחמן. We have Rabbi Nachman.
ממש. לכן זה טוב. שלום שלום, גרם לי לחזוק, אין, מה שנה, מה שתתחיל מהדעת, עוד יום, עוד שעה, אתה תזכה להיות נקי, ואתה עבוד עוד, ואחר כך עוד אהבה ועוד אהבה, עד שנזכה להיות נקי מכל הטובות.
Therefore, this question about the alcohol addiction allowed me to teach you this lesson about not despairing whatsoever. And if you dedicate half an hour every single day continuously, you will be clean from this lust to alcohol, and eventually you'll be clean also from other lusts and other lusts until you will be clean completely. We have another question about emuna. אני אשאל הרב את השאלה באנגלית ואז בעברית. שלום, I have a question. I see many people who are non-Jews who have positive affirmations, gratitude, meditation. They believe everything is happening for good. They got what they want and they achieve good health. Is it the same as אמונה? What is the truth of all this? הוא אומר הרב, הוא רואה כאן הרבה אנשים שהם לא שורי תורה מצוות, שמאמינים שהכל לטובה, שיש להם מדיטציה, התבודדות, יש להם בריאות טובה, מצליחים לקבל את מה שהם רוצים. האם זו אמונה? מה כאן האמת שעומדת מאחורי זה?
ודאי, זה אמונה.
Certainly, that is אמונה.
זה האמונה, אני מכיר את האנשים שעודם רחוקים כמו התורה, אבל יש להם אמונה, ויש להם חיים טובים.
This is emunah in the Creator. I know people who are far away from preserving the Torah, but they believe in the Creator and they have a good life.
ודאי שאדם שרחוק מקיום התורה ויכול להיות והאמונה שלו זה מבין כמו זה ברור שהבורא טוב והבורא אוהב אותנו והבורא
Certainly a person who is far away from preserving the Torah and mitzvahs can still understand that the Creator loves us and he wants only good for us. That's something clear and simple.
אבל שדם האמונה שלו מבוססת על התורה הקדושה.
But when a person's emunah is based on the Holy Torah,
גם כמה שיהיה לו קשה ויהיו ניסיונות, הוא חזק באמונה, כי האמונה שלו מבוססת על התורה.
Even when things get difficult, even when he has trials and hardships, he will manage to prevail, because his אמונה is based on the Holy Torah.
אבל מי שאמונה שלו, אמונה בבורא.
But a person who has אמונה in the Creator,
יכול להיות בניסיונות,
When it's not based on the Torah, he may have difficult trials and he may fall away from Emunah.
Because Emunah is the Torah.
Because Emunah, that is the purpose of the Torah.
Kedai shelimad tesefer began Emunah itelecha mosagim. על אמונה נכון, לומדים את הספר, גם גויים, גם מוגעים, שאני מכיר, יש לה אמונה מאנה.
You who ask this question, you should learn the book, The Garden of Emunah, and receive concepts on Emunah. True, there are also not people who are non-Jewish who learn this book. I wrote a book in the garden, the Universal Garden of Emunah, for non-Jewish people.
עכשיו, קודאי מעלינו שאלה מגויה, שיש לה אמונה, אמונה עושה בודדות.
Yeah, we just now asked a question. The previous question was a person who's not Jewish, who has emunah, who does this bodidus every single day.
אנחנו ביחד, אנחנו, אנחנו שומעים רק לגויים.
The rabbi and me went abroad, and we had lessons and classes only for non-Jews.
ולומדים את הספרים.
They learn the books.
ומתחזקים באמונה.
They strengthen themselves in אמונה.
ודאי.
Certainly.
זה אחד מהמצוות של בני נוח.
אמונה is one of the mitzvahs of the Noahides.
כולם צריכים להאמין בבורא.
Everyone must believe in the Creator. Smile. שאלה נוספת, הרב, על שלום בית?
כן.
Our last question for today is something that is a different matter, but yet, as always, connected to Emuna, a question about domestic peace and tranquility.
אולי נספר לך מה שהיה לי שאלה בגרמנית.
The rabbi is going to tell us a question that he had in German when he gave a lesson in the German language.
משור כתפני, איך אני אומר תודה על חמותי?
Someone wrote to the rabbi, how can I say thank you for my mother-in-law?
אבל כתבני שזה לא בדיעה, בדיעה, זה באמת שאלה.
He wrote to me, this is not a joke, this is a true question.
אמרתי לו, תודה שהמילה אחת אצלך.
I said to him, first of all, thank you that your mother-in-law gave you a wife.
מישהו אמר לי, זה שאלה כפולה עכשיו.
Someone said to me, it's now a double question.
אבל הוא שאלה רק על החמות.
But he only asked about his mother-in-law, not about anyone else. Everything is okay with his wife. He didn't ask about her. I said to him, suppose your mother-in-law goes somewhere far, far away and you don't see her.
What do you think? יש לך רוצה לצלך תלך היסורים אבל בלי חמות אחר לא יודע לצדר.
I said to him, what do you think? If the creator wants to give you agony and hardship without your mother-in-law is unable to give you this agony and hardship?
הרבה שליחים למקום.
Hashem has many messengers and emissaries who can fulfill his will.
וגם השלמה יש יצורים כמו המחלות, דברים מקדשים, השם ישמור.
And heavens forbid, their agonies and hardships like difficult diseases, heavens forbid.
אדם יצחק, איפה המותי? שאתה עזור עם המותי. היצורים ממנה זה קלים.
When a person is afflicted with such agony and hardship, he will scream, where's my mother-in-law? The agony and hardship that I had from her, that's nothing compared to what I have now.
זה יסוד. כל העניינים, חמותו, אשתו, היסוד שאדם צריך לדעת, היסורים זה לא חמותו, לא אשתו, לא אבא שלו, לא לבעלה, הם רק מקל.
This is a fundamental understanding to agony that comes not just from his mother-in-law, from everyone, from his wife, from his father, from his mother, from everyone. A person needs to realize that all agony and hardship are from Hashem. And these people who through them he's feeling the agony and hardship, they're merely a cane with which Hashem is holding to afflict the hardship upon him.
תשאל אותו פעם, פעם עצר את רב, עצר עם איזה מישהו, שאל אותו, אתה מכיל שרון מראש?
The rabbi says that I learned together with his son, with the Rabbi Nachman Arush, and he said once his son, he stopped to get a ride and someone asked him, tell me, do you know a person called Shalom Arush? He didn't tell that person that he is his son. He said to him, yes, I know him. He said to him, what was the whole issue? Why are you asking about him? He said to him, he saved my life. What happened? This person thought that all his difficulties and hardships and agonies in this world all derived from his mother-in-law. He decided he is going to kill his mother-in-law. He knows he's going to go to jail, but it's worth his while. He's going to kill her. The intersections and crossroads here, where students of mine stand, and they give people discs, and they give people tapes. This isn't the time that there used to be tapes. He was furious. He was standing at some crossroad, and one of my students gave him a tape. And he said, okay, he took the tape and put it in his car. He said, let's see if this person knows what he's speaking about. Put inside the tape. The first words that he heard on the tape is, it's not your mother-in-law, it's Hashem. It's not your mother-in-law, it's Hashem. He heard the whole tape. He did tshuva. And he already knows for a long time, it's not his mother-in-law. Therefore, this is a fundamental understanding. And without even hearing the question that's written here about domestic peace and tranquility, I'm going to give you an answer that's true for everyone. One of the foundations of Emuna is that no one could do me good or bad without it being decreed from the Creator. So the conclusion is that every single thing that a person, that comes to a person, is from the Creator. Like we said, don't see other people. Don't see your mother-in-law, your wife, your husband, your father. See the Creator. Again, let's remember what Rabbi Natan said. A person who knows there's no despair in the world whatsoever, he will merit to mend himself fully and completely. That's why we need to learn the books, distribute the books, distribute the booklets, distribute all the lessons, distribute this lesson, and bring the people of the world closer to Emuna. We need to distribute and distribute and distribute. May we merit that next week all of you will make Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael and come to celebrating the building of the third temple.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much for being with us, and until next week, may you all be blessed.